Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Yat Shalom. We're now on Masechet Kretot Daf Tet Amud Bet, about to begin our second podcast in this, the second parak of Masechet Kretot, and we are continuing with the Mishnah that listed those things where there's one korban brought for multiple incidents. I'm not calling them sins, as you will see. We already had a Nazir Shinitma, we had multiple biot with the Shiv Chachuv, which certainly is a sin. Now this is a little bit tricky because in Masachat Sotah, in the context of Sotah, the husband issues a warning, and according to Machloket Tanayim, he has to issue the warning in front of Edim, about her relationship with a particular man that he suspects of having an affair with his wife. What if he issues a warning about several men? And then she turns out to have been in seclusion with each one of those men in their testimony. He brings her to Yerushalayim and does one sota ceremony and one korban minchat knaot for the multiple things. So it's really not a sin now, it's just a context. Mitzorash nagaya nagaim harbe. And if a mitzora got multiple nagaim, we'll see what the context is, because we certainly don't mean a mitzora has splotches on different parts of his body at the same time. Now, hevitzi, we still haven't finished because we have five and so far we've done four. Hevitzi porin venit nagaya lo aruro an sheavi chatato. Let's say he brought the tziporin, which are brought at the end of his period of tahara, and then he gets a nega. The tziporin don't count for him until he brings the chatat, which means he's still in that same period until he brings the chatat the next day. We'll see a machloket, which is in the Mishnah and Negaim, about which is the korban that really sets the tone. All right, Menalan, how do we know about the kinui? D'chtiv zot Torah taknaot, meaning Torah achat lekinuyim harbe, one law for many multiple kinuyim. In other words, Torah singular, knaot plural. So he's using sort of the same read, even though Mitzorah is singular. Now, how does this play out? So what do you mean? You said he only brings one korban. What do you mean, lo'alulo? The answer is, chaser mechsav achiktan. This is how it should read. Meaning, if he brought Tziporin and then got a nega, then he has to go through the whole process, and then at the end brings only one set of korbanot, not two. That's the point of our Mishnah. What is the issue of chatat versus asham? As we will see towards the end of the parak, a mitzorah, like a yoredet, has a sliding scale, depending on his financial means, of what offering he brings. At what point is his status determined for that obligation on Yutva Shirut? That's when he brings the Chatat. Rabbi Yudomer Adshiavi Ashamo. That's when he brings the Asham. Now, Tanatam, it's Mishnah Nigaim, Mitzorah Shavi Ashamo Vashir. Let's say he brought his Asham, and now he has to bring, if he's poor, he would bring two birds, or maybe a Mincha. Just two birds. And then he got rich. If at the moment he brought a chatat, he was rich, then he has to bring the full korban of three animals. If not, even if he got rich afterwards, he brings the birds. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudon Meir Hakol Echachar Hashem. It's the Hashem that sets it. However, at Tanya, we have another bright, we have the brighter that says, Rabbi Ozman Yaakov Meir Hakol Echachar Tziporin. It follows the birds, which is the day before. We saw this already recently. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, as well as Rabbi Lozman Yaakov, are playing off the same pasuk. Ashelo tasig yado b'taharato. This is the law of the mitzorah that cannot afford the full tahara. What does that mean? B'taharato b'shimon savar davar ha-mechapro. Taharato means that which gets expiation. That's the chatat. B'shimon savar davar ha-machshiro. That which allows him to proceed further. The asham is the kippurim. Rabbi Yaakov er davar ha-goremo tahara. That which begins the process of tahara. That's the birds earlier. Okay, now we have the final one who has multiple incidents and only one korban. Meaning, a woman who, let's say she had a girl, and so she has 80 days till she brings her korban yoledet, 14 of tuma, and then another 866 of dam tohar, and at the end of the 80 she brings her korban, and then she can eat kodshim. And let's say during those 80 days she had a miscarriage, and the miscarriage, let's say, was a girl, which means she has to do another 80 days. That keeps going, and as a result, the clock is, if you will, keeps getting reset, and at the end, finally, she brings one korban for the whole process. From a pellet to omim, or let's say she had twins, a very unlikely scenario, but twins where they were born weeks apart, but within that period. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he has a different take. Mevi'al HaRishon Ve'ena Mevi'al HaShniyah. Rabbi Yehuda's position is that the clock is ticking from the minute she gave birth to the first one, and that's 80 days. If during those 80 days she has another Hapalah, then the clock doesn't get reset, but at the end of the 80 days, she brings one korban for both of them. So therefore, Mevi'al HaRishon Ve'ena Mevi'al HaShniyah. But Mevi'al HaShlishi, she will bring another korban for the third one, because the third one is going to have been miscarried after 80 days from the first one. And again, the fourth one would not be, presuming that that was within 80 days of the third one. Okay, let's go back to the basics. Menalan, the Tani Tana Kamedu of Sheshet, Zot Torah Tayoledet Lazachar V'lamekiva. Again, Torah Tayoledet, Melamed Shem Yaakov Manachan, Al V'ladot Harbe. So Lazachar V'lamekiva, you could even have a Zachar and a Kiva, one Korban. Yachol Af HaLeida V'yal HaZiva, which is a very strange question. I might think one Korban for Leida and Ziva. Talmud Lomar Zot. Sektani Yachol HaLeida V'yal HaZiva, and then V'yal Korban Echad. El Miata Achlat Dam V'yal Dachan, and then V'yal Korban Echad. What if she violated and ate dam b'shogeg and had a baby, would be one korban. Zivan and Yoledet are not the same thing. So emach, this is how it should read. Yachol aladirash lifnei malot v'aladirash l'achar malot. I might think that if she had a miscarriage within the 80 days and then another one after the 80 days, or shall we say besides that, she had a baby and then 100 days later had a miscarriage, I might think that she brings only one, even if she didn't bring the one at day 80. Not, she hadn't brought it yet. Talmud Lomar Zot. Zot Torah Teoledet means only if it was within the first period. Okay, Pinot Tachshmonim. Then we have the scenario with Rabbi Yehuda's disagreement. Chitim Sidomar, if we look carefully at it, we'll see the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Vlad Rishon Goreim Umi Vlad Rishon Moneh. It's the first child that kicks things off, and that's where you start counting, and you don't reset the clock. Ve'chachamim Vlad Sheni, Vlad Sheni meaning Vlad Acharon, Goreim Umi Vlad Sheni Moneh. You count from the last one born. Shatin Salomar is a pshita, hachiita. What do you mean when you think and figure it out? That's exactly what it says. The answer is mapela tomim itzarechle. We needed to mention this second case in the Mishnah of the twins, meaning a single conception with birth or birth events happening a few weeks apart. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Rabbanan that every time one is born, the clock gets reset. So kamash palan, then that's not the case. Now, ibayalu, then the question was asked. Betuma Mali Amar Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say about Tuma? In other words, we know what he says about the Korban, that we reset the clock. What do you do about Tuma? Meaning that the woman is in the middle of her Yemei Tohar, and then she had this Pala. So she has, let's say, 2 weeks of Tuma. Then what happens? Does she then just go until the end of the 80 days, or does she get more days tacked on of Yemei Tohar, of Dam Tohar, to make up for what she missed? The Rabbi Yehuda did not take into account the Vlad Sheni as starting a new clock, Elinyan Korban. Right? In other words, that he did not ignore the Vlad Sheni, except for the issue of Korban. Since she had not yet had a time where she could have brought the Korban, because it happened before 80 days. So we don't take into account the Vlad Sheni, and therefore the clock is not reset. And then she brings the Korban after 80 days. But for Tumah V'Tahara, maybe he'll consider that that Vlad Sheni is there, and therefore she's going to interrupt with Yemei Tumah, and then go back and have a full Yemei Tahara, which means she's going to get an extension of 2 weeks on Yemei Tahara. And so therefore she's going to have 14 days in the middle. Let's say she miscarried on day 50. So from day 50 to day 64, she will have Yemei Tumah, and then she's going to keep another 30 days of Yemei Tahara to make up for it, and then she's going to make another 66 days to make up for the Yemei Tahara from the second one. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda's position is only the Chumrah. Here you wouldn't have a Kula, because that's extending your Yemei Tohar. So which is it? So Rav Huna Misura. Let's try. Rav Huna tries the first proof. Toshma Yoledet Shochtim Zarkin Alab Yom Mem Lezachar V'Yom Shmonim LeNekeva. This is a Tosefta Psachim. If a Yoledet has her 40th day for a boy or 80th day for a girl fall out on the day of Pesach, meaning the 14th of Nisan, we can do Shechita and Zrika for her. Ad kan Tmeahi. So what are you talking about? How could that be? She's Tmeah. So Rav Chista Haman Rabbi Yehuda, he must be Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Vlad Sheni, come on, delay te dami. That the second one doesn't count. In other words, this is the 40th day since the second one. The Amar Petuma Svirle Rabbi Yehuda, Vlad Sheni, come on, delay te dami. If you think that Rabbi Yehuda says the second one is considered there for Tuma, Hechi Shachtina Rabbiom Arbaim. How could you shacht on day 40? After all, she has to wait until afterwards when she brings her korban. Did Kodshim. She can't eat korbanot that night because she has to bring a korban the next day, and only after that can she eat kodshim. And the general rule is you could do shechita and zrika for somebody to eat Pesach if that night they could eat it, even if today they can't. Right? Like a Tomei Sheretz who is a Tuma Tful Yom. But not for somebody who can't eat till the next day. The Rabbi Yehuda really considers that for Taran Tuma, that baby is not there, Lakula and Lakhumra, and she gets to, the count is now from the previous child, and she's okay to go. So, now we're going to consider that it's there. That case was talking about a case where most of Am Yisrael and most of the Kohanim are Tamei, and therefore this Pesach is coming Betuma. So, Miachwa, since when does, you'll let it eat a Korban just because everybody else is Tamei mate? Vatnan, the Mishnah in Pesachim says, Pesach Abba Betuma, lo yachlu menu zavim zavot nidot v'yoldot. They don't get to eat from it because only a Tamei mate was Hutar. The answer is, Ahir lo achli kilo tfilan. Yeah, that's talking about they can't eat if they haven't gone to the mikveh yet. She went to the mikvah. After all, she went to the mikvah after 14 days or 7 days. Wait a second. If that's the case, then she should be able to do it on the 8th day. Why does she have to wait till the 40th day? Or the 15th day instead of the 80th day? The answer is she's not fit from the 8th day. Why? Kesava, and this is going to be a construct of many shitot put together. Tful yom dezav kezav dami. A tful yom of a zav, meaning a zav who goes to the mikveh during the day, is still a full zav until his period is up, and she has what we call tfulat yom aruch, a very long tfulat yom of another 33 days. So yachib yom mem nami lochazia, if that's the case, then on the 40th day she's also not fit because she's a tful yom. The answer is lie, biyom arbaim chazia, she is fit on the 40th day, kasavar mechusa kipurim dezav lav kezav dami. That yes, she's a mechusar kippurim, but she's a mechusar kippurim of ziva or yoledet is not like a zav, and therefore she may eat pesach if it's pesach haba betuma. She's not like a zav, right? Because once the 40th day comes, then it's just a question she's going to be tahara that night from tumah, but she's already tahara, but she's just waiting for to bring korbanot the next day. For that, she's not a tefulat yom anymore. Now, the Ramadan Mechuzak Kippurim Zav Kizav Dani, he disagrees and says the Mechuzak Kippurim of Zav is still like a Zav till he brings the Korban. How at night Teichem Itaritzla? How do you answer these brightot? So Rav Ashi, Rav Itaritzla as follows: B'yom Mem liyitzirat Zachar, B'yom Pe liyitzirat Nekeva. It's the 40th day since conception, not since a birth, and the 80th day of conception of a girl. Rabbi Shmuel, why? To Amar Zachar Arba'im V'Achad and Nekeva Shmonim V'Achad. He says his approach is that if it's a Zachar after 41 days or a Nekeva after 81 days, meaning that she was Mimei Tahar. So if so, typically it's Me'ahim Mishum Nida, but if that's the case, then she's a Nida if she gave birth at this point. The answer is Boledi of Eshta. Maybe it was a dry birth. So Yachim Malonim, what's the Chiddush? The answer is Ma'udatema. Yev Shalif Tichat Akebra Lo Dam. It's impossible to have birth without Dam. Kamash Malon Dev Shalif Tichat Akebra Lo Dam. The answer is it is possible. Okay. We're still trying to work on this question about what would Rabbi Yehuda say about Tuma. Rav Shmaya Toshma Shishim. In the context of the Yoledet, it says Shishim Yom Shishim Yamim. Why does it say Shishim? I might think these shishim could be non-consecutive. Shishim yom. Why does it say that? Ma yom masuf. Just like a day is one day of consecutive time. All 60 have to be consecutive. Now, Mani, who's the author of that statement? Rabbanan don't have any context of a fuzarin because they say every time you have a new event, you just start the clock over. There's no split. Must be Yehuda. Since he says the 60 all come together, he won't put the tuma in the middle and then restart the tahara afterwards, because the tahara is all matzuf. Once it's been broken, we don't get it back, so it's only the chumra. Lo, the olam rabbanon, he could say it's rabbanon. She had a girl, and then within that 80, she had a boy miscarriage. And that means sof shalmin yomidikan viadkan debatra lo shalmin, but typically that means that she's gonna finish the 80 for the girl before the 40 of the boy are up. The Rabbanan the Vlad Shani Mana, the Rabbanan after all start from the second Vlad, the last Vlad. And Shkach la Rabbanan bioleta tomim. She had twins. The Kevakan might, there was a Zachar Batra. First she had a girl, then she had a boy, a day later. Going to Lita the Zachar Batra be Esrim Yom Tahara, or she had the boy on day 20 of Yomei Tahara, several weeks later. To buy a minkatle Shiva Yomi Tuma, she needs 7 days of Tuma delayed to Tomim Nekeva. Chayachol Hechad Yalda Tomim Nekeva Mikara v'Zachar Asof. I might think in a case where she has Tomim. First a girl, then a boy. Tafsik tuma delayed of a mitzay. Maybe the tuma later will stop in the middle, interrupt the yimei tohar. Veninu la shishav shishim fuzarim, and then we'll count the rest of the 66 afterwards. Tamad ma yom. That's why it says yom. Ma yom. Meaning what we're doing is constructing a case where even rabbanon would be able to talk about a tuma that interrupts. Ma yom kula ratzuf. Av shishim kula metzufin. So Rabbaya Toshma, we have a similar thing. Shloshim, a drashan shloshim in the pasuk about a boy. Yachol ben mitzufin ben mifuzarin. I might think those 30 could be consecutive or not. Tavadlo mayom. Mayom kol atzuf, shloshim mitzufin. Same thing. Maniha. Ina rabbanan, miyit lehu le rabbanan mifuzarin. Same problem. The rabbanan do not have mifuzarin. Ha'amri rabbanan levlad sheni manya. The answer is Allah Rabbi Yehuda. He must be Rabbi Yehuda. Shmamina Chumri Itle Kula Itle. He only has the Chumra, not the Kula, and therefore doesn't give her Mefuzarin, and therefore once it's been broken, you don't get the Yimei Tohar back. V'yara Rashi Toshma, V'sheshit Yamim, Shishim Yom V'sheshit Yamim, Chumri Zavirin Mefuzarin, Tavlom V'shishim, Ma Shishim Kulan Zavin, Av Shisha Kulan Zavin. Everything is consecutive. Either Rabbanim Itle Rabbanim Mefuzarin, same problem. Ha'ami Rabbanim Vlad Sheni Manya. Allah Rabbi Yehuda, he was Shmamina Chumra Itle Kula Itle. Shmamina. So we have finally settled the question that was asked at the bottom of Daf Tet Amud Bet, of whether Rabbi Yehuda's position was consistent or only lechumra, and the answer is it is only lechumra, and he would not allow that interrupted tuma to interrupt and then be able to replace the rest of the Yimei Tohar afterwards. We'll pause this point. We'll come with the final podcast in this short parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.